This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
They don't have what they need, right? Like Mitch McConnell's dream was to make this thing go away fast, that they were going to have enough votes to just say, hey, this whole impeachment thing, we're not going to call any witnesses. We've got more than enough. We've done more than enough. And listening to the back and forth for the last several days and boring the nation to tears, and nobody's paying attention the way that a lot of people thought that they were going to be paying attention. And so there's nothing new to see here, so we're going to move on. Let's just move on. Just the turtle's going to be at it. Move it on is what we're doing. Just move it on. The reality is they don't look like they have that. Right? They don't look like they have that. Now, it's the who. Right? Because you figure Mitt Romney, right, Susan Collins, but who else are you think you're going to get?
At this point, we think Mitt Romney of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, both of them have gone the farthest in saying they want to hear from John Bolton. We think they're most likely to vote for witnesses when that comes up later this week. But then there are some big question marks, like Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Senator John Thune, the GOP whip in leadership, stood shoulder to shoulder with Lisa Murkowski on the floor for about 12 minutes, and they didn't seem to have any agreement.
No, and here's the other thing. Murkowski is still pissed off, right? So you've got embattled senator from Alaska who is really angry about the way that the Democrats went about their business, essentially accusing all of the Republicans, senators, that if you don't vote for these things, if you don't do this, you're part of this massive cover-up and that you're part of the conspiracy and none of you are paying attention. And she got really angry about that. And that really pissed her off. And then the heads on pike things, right? Remember Adam Schiff, right? Like heads on pikes. That's what I've heard. There's some stuff that they've said that she's on that fence, and then you're pushing her back over to her side again. Now, they're going to argue against for who's it going to be? How long is this going to take? Because let's not forget, Iowa's on Monday. Klobuchar, Bennett. I like Bennett, but the reality is he has no chance. I didn't even know he's still running, but still a senator in the race. But Sanders and Warren, how long can you keep them off the campaign trail? How long can this go on? They're missing out vital days. And are you willing to say to yourself, let's throw everything at Trump, and let's get rid of him. Let's do everything we possibly can to get rid of him here, because he has done so much that is so wrong, and now is the opportunity. We've got to do this. Let's do it. Let's get rid of him. And that means potentially another 2-3 weeks, which means these first four primaries, right? The caucus in Iowa, then you got New Hampshire, then you got South Carolina and Nevada. They're going to be missing, right? You know, through January and February, they're going to be missing some stuff. Is that what they're willing to do? I don't know, right? I don't know. It's possible. But again, I don't know. Because if you're going to do this, you heard Lindsey Graham. We're bringing Biden. We're bringing Hunter Biden. We're bringing in the whistleblower. We're bringing in some other people. We're going to even maybe potentially look over to the managers on the Democratic side that have been managing this thing the entire time here in the Senate and saying, hey, Adam Schiff and a few others, we've got questions for you. Is that a possibility? Yes. That is a huge possibility. Mitch McConnell was doing is he had a, it was like kindergarten, right? Like, will you be my girlfriend? Yes, no, maybe. And he was handing it out to everybody on the Republican side. We check yes, no, maybe. Remember that song? Is it George Strait? Check yes or no, like that song. Like, that's kind of what it was. Couldn't be. Maybe it's not George Strait. I don't know. Don't get mad at me. But that's kind of. So he doesn't think he has it. And at this point in time, I think he's right. I absolutely think he's right. And I'm going to throw it out there on my side, which is the no side. I just want the truth to come out. I want to be more transparent, but I want to do it in a non-insane way of overstating something that you could go, yeah, that was bad, but does it rise to the level of this? Right? Because everything in the age of Trump rises to the level to get rid of him. Let's be real. Everything rises to that level. Gotta get rid of him. Everything's just the worst. Gotta get rid of him. So, slow our roll. Let's hear. I want to hear what Bolton has to say. John Kelly, right? Former chief of staff said, we need to hear him. We do. We need to hear him. We need to hear him. In saying that, again, he's selling a book. Let's not forget that he's selling a book.
Well, I don't like the book. It's probably inevitable that something like that would leak. He is the National Security Advisor for the President of the United States to help the President achieve his foreign policy agenda. And I don't like this. We don't have enough discipline in our government. We don't have enough respect for the chief executive of our country, who is the unified executive who gets to set those foreign policy goals, not the advisor.
That right there is Jeff Sessions. You guys, right, remember him, right, from back in the day? Might remember that guy. Remember him? His tune's a little different, even though they had a falling out. And let's not forget the fact that there is a falling out that's gone on between Bolton and Trump. So there is something there. And you're selling a book. Again, selling a book, you might put a... In what I was in the broker world, when I was in sales and doing all the things, you know, the famous saying is, you don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle, right? The sizzle. You ever get fajitas at a Mexican restaurant, they bring it out, everybody looks, ooh, even though your food may be great, and you may not even like chicken or steak or whatever it is they got over there, it's just, oh, you're selling the sizzle. And sometimes you put a little lemon juice on to make it a little more sizzling. Sizzle! Does it mean he's lying? No. Does it mean maybe he's put a little bit more of that lemon juice on there, get some of that sizzle? It's a possibility. And does it mean that there is maybe an axe to grind when it comes to Trump and him? Oh, I absolutely think so. So a lot goes into this. But John Kelly says, look, you know, Bolt comes out. I want to hear what he has to say. He can also exonerate the president, which is a possibility as well. Because everybody seems to think that he's going to walk out there and he's just going to go say something that is so just wow moment and drop the mic, and all of a sudden you're going to get 100 senators say we need to remove that. I wouldn't put all of my money on that, right? I think he'll say some stuff, but I think there'll be some counter arguments as well. And again, selling a book, man. Got to sell a book, right? Sell that sizzle. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Love hearing from every single one of you. The coronavirus still doing coronary things. It is nuts, right? Like, everybody's freaking out. The British.
The decisions come after the British Foreign Office warned against all but essential travel to China right now.
China!
John Tipton from the Association of British Travel Agents.
They've cancelled all flights up until the end of the month, not too far away, but they're also allowing people up until the 23rd of February to change their travel plans, to transfer to another booking, or alternatively, again, once more, to wait for things to improve.
Meanwhile, the British government is finalising urgent plans to bring Britons back from Wuhan on a special evacuation flight.
Yeah. We had a flight that landed here yesterday, and the passengers were stoked. They got to land, and a lot of people are worried. How big could this thing get? A lot of people are freaking out, right? And we don't know, right? It's bigger in China, obviously, than here. There's some 60,000 people. There's like 6,000 cases of it confirmed, but there's 60,000 people in China right now that are under observation. And that number will grow. And again, it may be 150,000, maybe 200,000. You don't know because, again, the Chinese are not always as forthcoming. Remember, it's a communist nation with this. But just to watch the people freak out, like there's a run on here in Arizona. We had one person get it. And they sent them home to monitor themselves, right? They didn't quarantine them. They're like, you're under house quarantine on your own. And I was like, really? You trust somebody like that? So, but they've had a run on, like, those surgical masks and stuff. And you're just like, you can't stop the virus with that. You just can't do it. But is it going to destroy the world? Because that's what a lot of people think. Like, this is it. Like, at some point in time, something's coming. What is it? Don't know. But it's coming. That may be true, but is this it? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. Wounded Paw, amazing organization. Been working with them for a while. I want you guys to check it out. I think you guys are, like, if you're saying to yourself, man, I want to do something, right? Something for the soldiers, something for our first responders and our vets. This is it. This is it. The work that they do is absolutely incredible. So they rescue dogs, right? This all started with a vet, injured, came home, struggling with PTSD and a few other things, and it was his rescue dog, Daisy, that changed everything. And he always says, hey, Ernesto says, Daisy was it. Daisy's it, and she's not a service dog. But it's because of her and the work that she did, just being an amazing dog, that they built this out. And it is incredible, right? It is. What they do for these dogs by rescuing them and taking them shelter dogs and service dogs and then getting to our first responders, veterans, their family, and it's changing lives, and you can do the same thing. Take action today and turn your extra car, truck, RV, even a boat into a vehicle for change. You're going to be saving a paw to save a life. It's simple and easy to get involved. Check out WoundedPawProject.org, WoundedPawProject.org, or call 844-678-4PAW, 844-678-4729, or WoundedPawProject.org. Chad Benson Show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Don't miss out on the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Hurry up and get your square at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
That's HealVets.org.
Anxiety? That's dumb. Check out Chad 24/7 at his website, ChadBensonShow.com, and on iTunes, free. The Chad Benson Show. Never feel lonely again.
That's nearly five times what was originally announced, with eight of those injured serious enough to be sent home to the U.S. for treatment. The symptoms include headaches, dizziness, sensitivity to light, restlessness, and nausea. Symptoms that President Trump, who initially said there were no injuries, dismissed. The VFW calling on the president to apologize for those, quote, misguided remarks.
Yeah, so how about that? Now we're looking at 50 injuries after the Iranians fired off their missiles. Feels a little bit weird, right? Like we're not talking about that? It's kind of went away. But another one of those things where why did we say we had nothing? Did we think that we got far enough away? Were we in the wrong, you know, I mean, but at the same time, very quiet, right? So 50-plus soldiers with injuries, some severe enough to be sent home, bad headaches, they're worried about brain damage for a few. That's not a good look. I'm sorry. And if you come out the first night and you said, look, we have no casualties, there's no loss of life, but we do have a few injuries, and you get out there, but it was like, everybody's fine, and then you come out and go, everybody's got a headache, it's no big deal. Sorry, bro, that doesn't fly. Now, I don't know where you're getting your information, but I would assume you've got an in somewhere to kind of give you information. That's, you know, I did, but it's just headaches, they'll be fine. No, I'm a little perturbed by this, right? And again, we're not talking about it. Why aren't people asking the question? It should be asked. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. We are, 5 days away from Iowa? Ads are flying around. You can't go anywhere in Iowa without hearing or seeing an ad. They got some good attack ads out there against Bernie.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
Ooh, not voting for a socialist. How about his health?
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health, considering the fact that he did have a heart attack.
Well, he did, right? We can debate the socialist side of things all day. I got no problems with that. We should be able to talk about it. Zero problems. He calls himself a socialist. And it's funny, when you call him a socialist, people attack you for calling him a socialist, even though he calls himself a socialist. Because still in their mind, they're saying, well, you're saying he's going to turn us into Venezuela. I'm here to say this, guys, that is never going to happen. Right? Americans, we're a very fickle bunch of people. Right? We are. We're kind of pampered. You look around the world, again, even our poor have cell phones, cable, and air conditioning. So let's just, before we go, in saying that, is he going to ever turn us into Venezuela? No, he's never going to do that. Because we're the kind of people that would vote Trump out, put Bernie in, and then turn over the House and the Senate to the Republicans and give them a stronger hold. So nothing gets done. We're that kind of people. Do I foresee one day a chance where somebody like Bernie, and not an AOC who's talking about collectivism and sounds more like Chairman Mao and Pol Pot than, getting in there? Yeah, I could see somebody like that. But Bernie, I try to tell people, the thing that scares Bernie for a lot of people, even middle-of-the-road Democrats, some of his ideas, you can, look, I understand, right? Like, I want everybody to have health care, right? But I want to be able to have choice. There's a lot of things about it. You can sit there and go, yes, but he's always talking about a revolution. He doesn't want to change the system. He wants to burn the entire thing down. And even for Democrats, that's a tough thing to swallow. Right? That's a tough thing to swallow, is burning the whole thing down. And I don't think we're ready for that. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at us. Shaq was emotional last night. TNT, they're supposed to have the Clippers-Lakers game. It was canceled, but they did their show earlier, and it was very emotional. We'll touch on that. What actually happened, we don't know. Hey, something did get done, though, in the Senate. Yeah, and got through, got voted on, and the White House is going to sign it. What? We discussed. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump could heat up a bit today when senators begin asking questions of the House Democratic impeachment managers as well as Trump's defense lawyers. Democrats and Republicans will alternate asking written questions that will be read aloud by Chief Justice John Roberts. Last night, President Trump was rallying the faithful at a big campaign rally in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Democrats stand for crime, corruption, and chaos. Republicans stand for law, order, and justice. And say what you want, but those are the facts.
President Trump will sign the new North American trade deal into law this morning at a ceremony on the White House South Lawn. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement will replace NAFTA that was signed back in the 1990s. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts on the things you use every day.
This weekend, get 30% off all Perk brand products.
30% off Perk cups, plates, and cutlery.
30% off Perk paper towels and bathroom tissue.
And 30% off Perk disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer, and more. But hurry, offers end Sunday.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 2/20 while supplies last.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Minds can be changed, and I imagine there'd be a lot of people trying to influence minds. They should not waste a lot of time on mine, because I've seen enough to know that this impeachment should never have been over here, that it was unconstitutional.
You got a lot of that. Republicans stand pat for by and large. Doesn't mean we're not going to have witnesses. You're in the middle of impeachment. The big thing now is over the next couple of days they discuss stuff. Maybe get a vote Friday on witnesses. At this moment, the wizard, a.k.a. the turtle, a.k.a. Moscow Mitch, knows he doesn't have enough votes to prevent witnesses at this point. Right? So, and you're going to need, remember, to remove him. So when the vote comes for acquittal, if you will, to keep or to not keep, you're going to need 20 Republican senators to jump ship, and you're going to need all of the Democrats and the independent, I'm looking at you, Bernie, to stay in the you've got to remove him category. Can't have one leave. So you need 20. But to get witnesses, you don't need 20.
I hope that we have just four Republicans. All we need is four who rise to the occasion and say we need to find out the truth.
Yeah, that was Count Dracula. Hey, he look like the Chuck. I look at Chuck Schumer and I think, you kind of look like Dracula. Like, if Dracula was like, I'm done doing what I'm doing, right? You know, I'm going to go suck the life out of everybody. I'm an energy vampire. Have you ever seen that TV show, Things We Do in the Shadows? They have regular vampires, and then they have energy vampires who just suck all the energy out of you because they're so like, rah, rah. It's a little Chuck Schumer right there. So you only need four. 51, and you can get your witnesses. 51. 51. How is Trump taking this? Well, he takes it the way he takes everything. He fights back, and then he tweets.
On Twitter overnight, the president asking, why didn't John Bolton complain about this nonsense a long time ago when he was very publicly terminated? He said, not that it matters, nothing. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, with some blunt words for Bolton.
Here's the only conclusion I can come to, and it's a harsh one, and I feel very bad about it. He's a backstabber.
All eyes are now on four key Senate Republicans who suggest they want to hear from Bolton.
Yeah, I want to hear from Bolton. Michael or John, both would be good, right? John impeachment better, Michael touring around. We'll see. We'll see if we get that. All that being said, they did unify for one thing. How about that?
The passage and signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is a rare bipartisan achievement. Republicans and Democrats say this is a win for American workers and American industries. The House of Representatives passed the agreement by an overwhelming 385-41 vote in December. The Senate followed suit with an 89-10 vote earlier this month. Mexico has ratified the agreement already, and Canada is expected to do so in the coming weeks.
That's pretty damn good. Right? Now, is it perfect? No, it is not. Why? Because nothing ever is perfect. Nothing ever is perfect. There will be people that are going to bitch. There are people going to whine. They're going to moan. They're going to fit. It's this. It's that. It didn't do enough for this. Didn't do enough for that. Nothing is perfect. Is it better? Is it more modern? Yes, it is. But is it perfect? No. Did both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, get some of the things they wanted? Yes. Did they trade off some other things? Yes. Did they lose a few things that they wanted? Yes. But at the end of the day, that's how government works, right? It's about a series of trade-offs. Getting the best that you can for your constituents and what you think you can do. You won't make everybody happy, but it's bipartisan. They can get it done. And there's been a lot of stuff that gets down to Mitch McConnell, and they get it through. We just don't hear about it because it's not sexy and it's not fun. There's also a lot of stuff that even the Republicans pass with Mitch McConnell controlling the Senate, and they never even looked at it. It went from the House to the Senate, and Mitch McConnell curled it. It happens. Right? It's politics. Ugly at times, yes, indeed. But it is politics. And I still think it's the best system around the world that we have here. Even though it's frustrating and it's show busy anymore, the reality is that we're doing this on television, the impeachment and all of this stuff, still while they're getting things done when it comes to stuff that's passed, moving on, getting signed. That's good. That's good. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at us. Last night, I tuned in to watch a little bit of Shaq. First 7-8 minutes was just him sitting there. Halfway through talking about Kobe, he starts to break down, right? And you got old Ernie there who's getting ready to turn because you've got D-Wade and Barkley was there and a couple other people were there and you know, he's going to turn and say something. And then, you know, Shaq wasn't done.
D-Wade, hold on, look,
Rich. Okay, go.
We up here, we work a lot. And I think a lot of times we take stuff for granted. Like, I don't talk to you guys as much as I need you to. The fact that we're not going to be able to joke at his Hall of Fame ceremony. We're not going to be able to say, hi, I got 5, you got 4. The fact that we're not going to be able to say, if we would stay together, we could have got 10. Those are the things that you can't get back.
No. He was devastated. You could see it. He's telling a story that he's working out with one of his sons and his nephew downstairs. His other nephew comes running in. He's crying. And Shaq says, what's up? And Shaq, he shows him the phone. He says, get that out of here. That's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap. He goes, all of a sudden, he goes, you guys start calling me. And it sinks in. And just to look at him last night, you know, just devastated by all this. And the questions are still out there about what happened, right? What took place on this helicopter that it caused 9 people to lose their life. Was it only the weather?
The coroner confirms all 9 victims are now recovered from the scene in the Pasadena Hills. A source tells People magazine Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's wife of 18 years, is, quote, devastated by the loss of her soulmate, saying, quote, she can hardly keep it together, adding she can't finish a sentence without crying, but she is working very hard to pull it together for the other girls. She now has to be the strong one.
So all 9 bodies are there. The crash itself, as they were talking about it yesterday, it's terrifying.
The descent rate for the helicopter was over 2,000 feet a minute. So we know that this was a high-energy impact crash.
High-energy impact. They're still looking at everything. Found an iPad. A lot of helicopter pilots and small planes will use the iPad because they instead of navigation, the black box and a lot of this stuff, they'll use that. It's one of those things where we're not going to know for a while, but it was so much of it. Is it the weather, right? Because it was foggy. Was it that bad in Newport Beach? He got a special dispensation to fly in it. You know, it's not uncommon, but they grounded. Like the sheriff's departments and everybody else grounded their helicopters. In saying all of that, we've heard all these people talk about how bad it was, yet there's now footage of his copter. And I'm looking at the copter and I'm saying to myself, well, I can see the copter. I see it flying around and it doesn't look right. It doesn't. It looks like it's out of control. Now, did that happen because it was foggy and he got into a position where he had to make a quick maneuver and then he lost control of it? That's a possibility. But it's going to be a while before we know. And again, no black boxes on the helicopter. Helicopter doesn't need to have black boxes. So, tragedy, yeah. Absolutely. And again, 9 people. Yesterday, the Orange Coast College, which is the baseball coach who had been there for a quarter of a century, won 4 state titles, including last year, was their opening day yesterday. Place was packed. His other remaining daughter was there, and his son. His son's like 30. He's one of the lead scouts for the Boston Red Sox. His daughter's still in middle school. She lost her sister, her mom, and dad. It's tough, you know. And then, you know, some of the other family members. I mean, Vanessa, I mean, we could sit here and talk about Kobe, but his wife, man, she's, you know, I mean, it's, you know, like I said, can't get through a sentence. She lost everything as far, you know, but she's got her three daughters. And yeah, she's got money, and she's never going to have to worry about where the next meal comes from. But the devastation of losing your daughter, I mean, as a parent, my God, couldn't even imagine. And losing your husband. And then here's the other wrinkle, and it's horrible to say. You know there's going to be lawsuits. You absolutely know there's going to be lawsuits. The company that maintains it or didn't maintain it, right? Kobe Bryant, because he owned it. There's going to be lawsuits because we live in a litigious society. You've got a husband who lost his wife and now is raising his three daughters. I mean, but we do live in a litigious society, and somebody's going to come out and say, well, you know what? He's got $500 million. Shouldn't have been flying in that situation. Oh, Chad, that's not true. No, it's true. Again, we live in a litigious society. Don't think that that's not going to happen at some point in the future. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Check out the Instagram. So, it is that time of year. Election time. Trump's fighting his battles. Liberals, the Democrats, the crazy, you know, I mean the crazy progressives, right? They're coming hard. Top of that, you've got a lot of us, the exhausted majority. Right there, kind of in the middle, just doing our thing, plodding along, wondering who's out there doing something for us. How about this? The Association of Mature American Citizens, fastest growing organization over the age of 50, is out there working on your behalf for things like fixing immigration laws and Medicare, Social Security, making sure they're solvent. Top of that, they offer benefits that are second to none, retail, restaurant, hotel discounts, and so much more. Now's your chance to join for free. 1 year, it's on me. You go to amac.us/Chad. You receive your first year free. amac.us/Chad. There's no cost, no tricks, no credit card required. Just a free membership for 1 year. amac.us/Chad or call 888-355-1668. Chad Benson Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, in melanoma checks, A is for asymmetry.
Typically, a lesion will be symmetrical if it's normal.
Dermatologist Dr. Juan Carlos Martinez says an asymmetric lesion can signal trouble. The B in this test is for border.
You want to have smooth borders, like an even oval shape or an even circular shape.
Dr. Martinez says irregular or scalloped borders can indicate melanoma.
C is for color. If you start to see three or more different distinct colors within a single lesion, that's something that may warrant biopsy or further inspection.
D is for diameter. A lesion larger than 6 millimeters, about the size of a pencil eraser, should be evaluated, especially if it has any of the other features mentioned.
And E is probably the most important of those.
E is for evolving. Is the mole changing over time?
That may be something that needs to be more carefully evaluated or possibly even biopsied.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get 30% off these amazing towels. Enter promo code Benson or call 800-983-4975. MyPillow.com and enter promo code Benson or call 800-983-4975 for these.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I, you, he, she, it. Lucy Isagel.
Point of personal privilege, please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
In the wake of all the news about coronavirus, a movie about the outbreak of a deadly disease is back on the charts.
Virus, no treatment protocol, and no vaccine this time.
2011's Contagion, starring Gwyneth Paltrow and Matt Damon, hit number 10 Tuesday on Apple's iTunes movie rental chart, sharing space with current hits including Joker and Parasite. It's extremely rare for a 9-year-old movie to crack the top 10.
Yeah, because people are freaking out. Here's something interesting, though. So, last year, a bunch of people get together. They bring in people from all walks of life, from the medical world to business, finance, and government, to essentially play a bit of a game. And the game was the what-if scenario. What if something goes crazy? And we have to try to stop this for real. This is a real thing, right? This just wasn't some, you know, they're bringing in real people from the World Health Organization, from governments around the world. They're bringing in everybody, doctors, all of these people to see what they could do and if they can prevent anything. And they had 3 hours to essentially try to stop the spread of this. At the end of the day, they said when they played it out, the entire thing, over an essentially, even though it was a simulation, it was an 18-month simulation, it killed 65 million people. 65 million people. Do I think that is the coronavirus? I don't think so. Are there other viruses out there that could spread like that? Yeah, you know, I mean, there's the, we talked about yesterday, the H7 N9, which is something they're monitoring. Right now, it looks like it could only go from it's like an, you know, kind of like another bird flu, an avian flu. It can go from people, I mean, only from the bird to the person. It can't spread human to human. But out of the 1,600 cases, they've had 500 deaths. That's big. I mean, we're still in the hundreds with this, and they think there's possibly, you know, at this point in time, we know there's about 6,000-7,000 confirmed cases, but there's 60,000 to 100,000 people under quarantine where they are monitoring them. So, is it always possible? Of course it is, right? Of course it is. But the likelihood of it, I think, is slim. But I did ask the question on Twitter. I said, hey, Twitter people out there, are you worried about this spreading? 61% people say yes. 61%. I thought, really? 36% say no. 2% essentially said, nah, what's a coronavirus? It's a deadly virus. It can't be stopped. Really? No. It probably can't be stopped. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Super Bowl this weekend. I'm super excited to watch said Super Bowl. And I'm also going to probably snack a little bit.
Finally, when it comes to the Super Bowl, Americans are still winging it. Chicken wings are still a fan favorite on game day. Its viewers are going to eat a record 1.5 billion wings this weekend. That's 2% more than last year. So if you lay out all the chicken wings in a big row, they would stretch out along the entire Florida coastline.
That's a lot of wings. Another report says cocktail weenies are the number one most searched thing. I think chicken wings is it. I think that's the thing. Pizza and chicken wings are easily the big go-to. I'm going to have chicken wings and pizza this weekend. I'm going to. I may have some sliders. You don't know, right? Like, and you justify it. It's like, of course I eat potato chips at 8 in the morning. Well, you know, for me, 8 in the morning, like, is because I get up so early. It feels like it's noon or 1. But, yeah, on Sunday, you totally justify that, right? Of course I do. I mean, it's Super Bowl. How many people? 19% of people going to call out, they say, on Monday. Have the Super Bowl hangover. Because of, you know what I'm talking about. Enjoying a little adult beverage. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. Text the program as well. Check out the Instagram. Simple and easy to do that at Chad Benson Show. This is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.